It has been a long and difficult legal process for John Wigley and his family. John was the victim of a vicious assault last year that left him hospitalised for over 6 months. The road to recovery was not straightforward, and at times the young man doubted whether he would walk again. However, yesterday he walked out of court with a huge smile on his face. He and his family spoke to reporters and thanked their legal team and members of the public for their support. The case was a difficult one from start to finish. On the night of the assault, Mr. Wigley was found in a terrible physical state by a passerby who called for an ambulance. The police visited Mr. Wigley in hospital and asked him for information that could help them to discover the identities of the perpetrators. However, he informed them that he was attacked from behind by a group of men and never truly saw them. They interviewed the passerby and asked him whether he had seen any groups of men that might have attacked Mr. Wigley. The passerby was also a suspect for a brief time. However, the police had no evidence against him and had to let him go as he was innocent until proven guilty. Having no leads to follow, the police appealed to the public, hoping that a witness to the crime would come forward, but no useful information was forthcoming. It looked like the men were going to get away with their crimes. Not long after, a man presented himself to the police. He gave them a confession of his participation in the assault on Mr. Wigley and helped police identify the other men involved in the attack. When asked why he had come forward, the man said that he deeply regretted the assault and knew he had to take responsibility for his actions. The other four men accused denied their participation completely, but were seen on security cameras with the man who confessed to the police and had been engaging in intimidating behaviour. Shortly after, the trial was held, and all five men, as well as the victim, appeared in court. Four of the men gave a plea of non-guilty, and one confessed again to the crime, giving a plea of guilty. The jury heard from new witnesses who had seen the group walking around town, intimidating people and vandalising the area. The jury decided that all five men were guilty and recommended a tough punishment for them. After a short recess, the judge gave the sentence. He gave the man who had confessed to the crime a lighter sentence because he had admitted his guilt and was responsible for the other men being identified, but all received jail time. The victim and his family were pleased to finally see the criminals put behind bars. They felt that justice had been done.